SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, penyebaran cepat varian Omicron dari COVID-19 telah menimbulkan pertanyaan tentang apakah sistem kesehatan Australia akan dapat mengatasi beban kasus yang meningkat. Jumlah kasus harian di New South Wales telah berlipat ganda setiap 2 atau 3 hari dan permodelan menunjukkan negara bagian itu dapat melihat 25.000 kasus sehari pada akhir bulan depan. Berikut ini sebuah laporan mengenai hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Greg Diet untuk SBS News. Varian Omicron dari COVID-19 telah mendorong jumlah kasus harian ke rekor tertinggi dan meskipun tidak diragukan lagi sangat menular, belum ada cukup data tentang tingkat keparahannya. Dengan jumlah kasus yang berlipat ganda setiap 2 hari atau 3 hari di New South Wales, Menteri Kesehatan Brett Hazard telah memperingatkan infeksi dapat mencapai tingkat yang sejauh ini tidak pernah terlihat di Australia sebelumnya.
What they're telling us is that by the end of January we could be looking at 25,000 cases of the virus every single day.
Jika jumlah kasus naik ke tingkat seperti itu, pertanyaan kuncinya adalah berapa banyak dari orang-orang itu yang perlu dirawat di rumah sakit dan berapa banyak yang akhirnya perlu dirawat di unit perawatan intensif. Brett Hazard mengatakan pemerintah negara bagian telah melakukan banyak pekerjaan untuk memastikan sistem rumah sakit dipersiapkan dengan baik.
The New South Wales government has done a lot of work to make sure that our ICUs are very capable, our intensive care units are very capable, our hospitals are very capable. Well, I want to thank as health minister, I want to thank all the health staff who continue despite the load that they've borne for 2 years, they continue to look after us, and they will continue to look after us. Our hospital system is well equipped to look after what may come.
Sekretaris Jenderal Asosiasi Perawat dan Bidan New South Wales, Brett Holmes, setuju bahwa negara bagian ini memiliki tempat tidur dan peralatan rumah sakit yang dibutuhkan. Namun ia mengatakan tidak ada cukup perawat untuk bagian perawatan intensif.
We've had a shortage of intensive care nurses. We've had a shortage of the commitment from the Ministry of Health and the local health districts to employ enough intensive care nurses. So, you know, we've been absolutely stretched to the limit, and more work needs to be done to recruit as many intensive care nurses, get them familiar and prepared for the next round.
Brett Holmes mengatakan setiap unit perawatan intensif membutuhkan setidaknya 4 perawat lagi.
We need between 4 and 8 more intensive care nurses in each unit every shift to provide the support to the nurses who are delivering one-to-one care with the ventilated patients.
Selain tentang jumlah perawat yang dikhawatirkan, ia mengatakan pertimbangan perencanaan penting lainnya adalah mengakui tenaga kerja yang ada telah habis setelah lebih dari 2 tahun berurusan dengan pandemi.
We are dealing with an exhausted workforce as well. The health system was running at full speed before we hit Delta, if we're heading into another round, that means that we've been working at a very high level for more than 2 years, going on 3 years, if you look back at the ever-increasing demands on our health system.
Presiden dari Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, Dr. Karen Price mengatakan ia khawatir tentang staf selama musim panas ini karena sistem kesehatan menghadapi tantangan di berbagai bidang. Ia menambahkan dokter sudah sibuk dengan program booster COVID-19 dan permintaan diperkirakan akan meningkat bulan depan ketika anak-anak antara usia 5 dan 11 tahun mulai mendapatkan vaksinasi virus corona mereka. Dr. Price mengatakan rumah sakit selalu cenderung sibuk selama musim panas.
The pressure on our hospitals is significant, and we in general practice are well placed to take a lot of that pressure off, and we're certainly willing and able to step up and do that, but it's just that with the extra burdens on top, and of course everyone's pretty tired, it's just a little bit of a concern regarding the workforce.
Sementara itu, para pembelanja tidak lagi harus memakai masker di lingkungan retail di New South Wales. Namun Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chen mengatakan mereka sebaiknya tetap menggunakan masker.
It's a small price to pay. I know that it can fog up glasses and I can know, you know, it can be annoying, but it's a very tiny act and you're actually protecting yourself, but more importantly you're protecting others. Just remind you that you often don't know you've got COVID and you're infectious. Remember, you're infectious before you even get symptoms. Sometimes people can have such mild symptoms. So that simple action is really a very much a community-minded action. And I would urge us to continue to wear those masks in indoor settings.
Sementara itu, Victoria telah memutuskan untuk mempertahankan mandat masker untuk semua gerai retail, dan pemerintah negara bagian itu telah menginformasikan bahwa keputusan itu dibuat karena varian Omicron. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton telah menegaskan kembali pentingnya langkah-langkah mitigasi COVID-19 yang sekarang terkenal seperti ventilasi yang baik dan penggunaan masker wajah.
Masks are critically important. So we've got mandates, they remain in retail. It's strongly recommended in any other indoor setting. Ventilation, hugely important, whether it's home, your workplace, or other settings.
Demikian tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai keadaan hospital atau rumah sakit di negara ini di tengah merebaknya varian Omicron yang sangat menular. Rangkuman tersebut disusun oleh Greg Diet untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.